Fiddler's Blues, and it was written to be a blues tune, so it's doubly so.
Well, wait till Phil gets tuned up here. He's changing the tuning on the guitar.
Questions at this point, or shall we just keep on playing, or requests? House of David. We got a request for something we know. Yeah. How about that? House of David blues.
House of David.
See the House of David.
All the folks in town together and around to see the funny things.
Feature it. No, I mean any of the fiddle tunes. Yeah, it's because of the slides and things you can do, the sounds that I can get. It's just a deader sound with the fret, with a fretless. I can do stuff like that. Yeah, with percussive background, I like it a heck of a lot better. You know, yeah, a lot of it has to do with slides more than anything else. You know, that opens up a whole new avenue of playing that you just can't get on.
I can hardly think of any advantages of a fretted banjo, really.
Yeah, really. It's
longer, it's not harder to play than fretless.
Well, except if you're doing a real chordal style,
right.
Then the one advantage to a fretless, fretted banjo, I mean,
but
would be...
But it doesn't hold you up any.
But I don't do a whole lot of chords. I mean, I do some chords, but I usually try and stay in certain keys and certain positions that are easier.
At least y'all do one.
Okay.
I think you fellas should sing one. How about If I Lose or Moonshine or something like that?
Okay. Why don't we
Nashville
do
Blues?
Nashville Blues.
Nashville Blues and then play KC.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll sing a Delmo Brothers song here called The Nashville Blues.
From D to C, so I gotta change all the strings.
What you need is four or five banjos.
Tell a joke, Ralph.
Yeah, no, don't tell a joke.
I'm not gonna try that, I know better than that.
So do we, Ralph.
I'd fly away
to the girl I love.
It's hard to tell
what a girl. We're such a polite band.
All you North Carolina people.
This is a tune called the Kansas City Railroad Blues. How's that?
That's okay.
That's a good way to do that. For classes, and so we don't miss our next job. We'll play one more.
This last tune is one that there's a tune called Lost Train Blues, and that we started playing that after a couple of years of playing it. It kept changing little bit by bit, and finally got to the point where we decided it wasn't Lost Train Blues anymore, so we call it Blizzard Train.
It's funny. It just conveniently happens to be the same as the title of our new record.
I'm glad you brought that out.
Which conveniently we have sitting right back here.
Yes.
It's just like that. Same shirt.
No, that's the other one.
Oh, that's the other one.
Souvenir shirt.
That was actually the best workshop question we ever had.
Yeah.
Is how many of these red check shirts does Ralph have?
Whenever you find something that's lucky, like a rabbit's foot, you hold on to it.
That's right. But we know better. We would have asked Mildred that question instead of Ralph.
Ralph's going to be done here in just a second. He's going to get on the road. I want everybody, if they want to get one of Ralph's records or tapes. We've got another special guest coming, so don't go anywhere. We have a couple banjo players here that are going to play for us when Ralph's done. So stick around.
Y'all hang around. You're going to hear some good music when we leave here.
I'm not in tune with
this.
I'm out.
Thank you.
much.